This is Average Joe Finances Podcast, episode 79.
It's always a possibility that there is a recession which hits every kind of state in the country. But sometimes there are local dips. But if you diversify well, then you're less immune to a recession.
If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you smash that like button and click subscribe. For those of you listening on a podcast platform, be sure to subscribe on whatever platform that is and leave us a rating if you can. The more likes, ratings, and subscriptions that we get, the more we can spread the message and grow our community. So we also have a free Facebook group. It's called the Average Joe Finances Network. Check us out, join the group, join the community, ask questions, and become a part of the team. All of our other social media accounts are listed in our flow page, and we have them in the video or podcast description below.
Welcome to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Are you trying to get out of debt, invest, or just not sure where to start? Then this is the place for you. We discuss different ways to get out of the rat race and build your wealth. Join us on this wild ride to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Cavagione. Let's get to today's episode. Hey, how's it going, everybody? So today's guest is Badri Maliner, and he is the co-founder and vice president at Avestor Incorporated. So Avestor is a real estate investment technology platform that allows investors to build custom real estate portfolios. Badri has extensive investment experience spanning a large variety of assets, including real estate, stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, commodities, options, and angel investing. He has co-founded two startups and has extensive management experience leading large teams at Fortune 500 companies. He has an MBA in marketing and finance and a master's in computer science. So Badri, super excited to have you here. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Hey, really excited to be here, Mike. And thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, the first thing I'd like to ask you is the same question I ask everybody that comes on the show. I gave a little bit of a wave top background on you with what you're doing and who you are. But if you could maybe share a little bit more about yourself and tell us how this all got started for you.
You know, I have always had an entrepreneurial bent. I think I started my first company right out of college. It didn't take off, but I learned a lot from it, right? It's not always the successes. Sometimes you learn more from the failures. As far as I've been various startups, but as far as this particular startup was concerned, it's really because of our experience with investing in syndication deals. My partner and I looked at various deals and we invested in some deals, lost some money. And we figured there has to be a better way. And that's the reason we wanted to start this platform for investors to build diversified portfolios. And I can tell you more about it as we talk.
All right, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Now, going into a little bit more. So you said you started your first business when you graduated college. What?
That was a consulting business, not any fancy business plan or anything like that. It was just a software consulting. And we did a few jobs. But then both my partners left for greener pursuits. Both started really companies which went the full mile. One sold his company and the other company did really well. But I continued in my corporate career for a couple of decades, and then I left.
Right on. Now, when you went from, you started your first business right outside of college, and then after that, wasn't really working out that great. Where did you make that transition?
That transition was a little easy for me because while I was in the corporate job itself, I started a training company, it's exactly like what you're doing, right? You're transitioning from a job to getting enough passive income. The corporate training company did provide enough income for me, not passive, but hey, yeah, we'll take any type of income, whether it's passive or active. And then, so that allowed me to transition into various entrepreneurial ventures. One of the ventures was a recruiting automation software. Basically, it automated the process of recruiting. But then we started Avestor a couple of years back, and I'm really excited to focus on that venture right now.
Okay, right on. So automation of recruiting, that sounds like it probably alleviates a lot of headaches for a lot of folks that are looking to expand or scale up their business. This is some type of software that could help you actually get there maybe a little bit quicker without some of the headaches of having other recruiters do it for you.
Exactly. It automated the process of recruiting actually. So yeah.
All right, fantastic. So I want to talk now, like the main topic, the main reason why we have you here right now is to talk about Avestor, right? And what you guys are doing with it. So now from what I understand, it's something that allows for like high net worth investors to build like custom real estate portfolios and really diversify it. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure, I would be happy to. Mike, let me ask you a question. So if you had $50,000 to invest, would you put $50,000 in one stock or would you buy 10 stocks of $5,000
each? I would buy 10 stocks of $5,000 each.
And that's the answer most people give. But today, you don't have the choice in syndication deals, right? You do. People get a thrill from picking their own stocks. People like the thrill of picking their own syndication deals, do the research. But they can't do that right now. The minimum investments is 25 to 50. And sometimes it's 100,000, and some of these deals go really fast. And so what we have built is a platform, which think of this, I don't know if you have had dinner, but think of it like a buffet. We evaluate hundreds of syndication deals, and then we pre-invest in a small subset of them. I really do mean a small subset of them. We literally evaluate hundreds and we invest in a small subset of them. And then we slice that up. Maybe we invest $50,000 to $100,000 or $150,000, and then we slice it up into $2,500 or $5,000 chunks, and then we put it out for display, so to speak. And then people can come in and say, hey, I want a couple of slices of this. I don't want this. I'm based in Texas. I don't really want to invest in Texas. And so they can build a highly custom portfolio. This is not like a fund where it's a blind pool fund where you invest in every deal. You pick and choose highly screened quality deals and you build a portfolio for your needs. And that's the value proposition which Avestor provides.
So that's saying like if the minimum investment was like $50,000, if you're going into one specific syndication, this allows you to take the opportunity and maybe, you know, split that into 10 different ones,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And say, hey, I'm going to put $5,000 into this one. And ooh, I like this one. So you have pretty much like a whole marketplace of different like syndications and up and coming deals that need funding that people can put like little chunks of change into. It doesn't necessarily have to be that $25,000 or $50,000 minimum investment. They could say, hey, I've got a couple thousand, I want to throw it here, a couple thousand, I want to throw over here. And that way, investing in a portfolio in the stock market, how you want to like keep it diversified, or a lot of people say, hey, I only strictly do index funds because I get a small piece of every pie. This allows you to do the same thing with real estate.
Exactly. Not only, say, the index funds is more like a blind pool fund, right? You have to invest right in all the 500 stocks if you look at the S&P 500 index. Whereas here, you get, it's more like the Fidelity of real estate or the Robin Hood of real estate. You go there, it's like you invest in individual syndication deals you want. And we invest in all the asset classes of real estate, most of them, right? We do multifamily, new construction and value add. We do self-storage, we do student housing, we do retail. We just last week invested in a great assisted living deal. So you get to pick which asset class you're comfortable with. You get to pick what geography you're comfortable with. But wait, there is more. It's not just syndication deals. We also do debt deals. So the value proposition we offer is like you go to an investment advisor and what do they ask you? Oh, what is your risk tolerance? We ask similar questions. And then just like you build a 80% stocks, 20% bonds or 70% stocks, 30% bonds portfolio, you build a 70 or 80% syndication deal and 20 or 30% debt deals. So you get a combination of both capital gains and regular income. So you, depending on your particular situation, some people may do a 50-50 situation where they really want more passive income and less capital gains. So that's the value proposition of the platform.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, a lot of people want to focus on that passive cash flow, especially some of the people that listen to this show, right? It's all about getting themselves out of debt, getting themselves to a point where they can invest and start building passive cash flow to get themselves to a point where they're financially free. And that's what we're all about. So speaking of that, so we're talking about all the different ways that you can diversify how you're investing into these different funds. So how is something like Avestor prepared if the market was to crash or we hit a recession, or specifically something in real estate, like a big change? What does that do for somebody that's invested in Avestor?
The mantra is very simple. There is no magic here, right? Diversification is key. And when I say diversification, it's diversification across asset classes. And I don't mean just invest in real estate. We focus only on real estate. And then diversification in multiple sub-asset classes in real estate. We talked about student housing, multifamily. And then also diversification across geography. Sometimes there is always, it's always a possibility that there is a recession which hits every kind of state in the country. But sometimes there are local dips. But if you diversify well, then you're less immune to a recession. And also another thing which we do, like I said, we do both, as I indicated, debt and equity. And I just want to give you some more information about our debt deals. We invest only in loans where we have the first lien. And we never invest in anything where the borrower has not put at least 20% down. Why am I telling you this? So even if a recession hits, for you to begin to lose money, the real estate market has to crash by more than 20%. Now, can I tell you it'll never happen? Probably not. But can I tell you it's unlikely? With a high degree of confidence. Even in the last recession, the average, though it did crash over to 23%, the average real estate prices, that was over a period of two and a half years. And so here you'll have plenty of warnings. So the diversification and the fact that you're investing in a mix of both syndication deals and debt deals is what protects, gives you the protection against an unforeseen event like that.
Yeah, no, that's great. And that's a great point. If, especially if you're, when you're investing in debt, you're investing in somebody that they're only on their first lien, that they have at least 20% down, which helps protect you for that fluctuation in the market, which we see fluctuation all the time. But with the way things have been lately, it's just been up and up and up. We're all waiting for that eventual dip.
It seems to be going up in tandem. So there is one other thing I did want to mention. Even the syndication deals we invest in typically are very conservative. Mm-hmm. So the average deal we invest in has a 65 to 70% LTV ratio, loan to value ratio, where they've taken only 65 to 70% of the loan. And they're generally very investor friendly. I didn't talk a lot about our model. We have a model which takes into account more than 20 different variables. And as I indicated, we evaluate hundreds of deals and we invest in a very small subset. Sometimes people get upset, hey, why didn't you invest in this deal? But we are very picky in what we invest. So that also protects you against a recession.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. And that's good. That's good because especially when you're dealing with multiple people, you have multiple people investing, you want to be a good steward of their money, right? You want to be a good steward of them putting their trust in you. But yeah, being very conservative, it's very common what you see with a lot of good syndicators is you'll see that they will underpromise but overdeliver. And that's one of the big things you want to be a part of, right? You want to say, okay, here's what we think we're going to get. And it's as long as those numbers are very conservative, when you come back and you say, hey, we actually did way better than we initially projected, that's where you get happy repeat customers, right?
Exactly. We very much look at the track record of this indicator before we invest it. That's one of the variables which we evaluate. All of this, we look at multiple variables. It goes into a mathematical model. And the track record and the number of deals they've had with their IRR greater than 15, and there are all these factors we consider. So
that's awesome. So speaking of the market and where it's going, what are your current thoughts on like where we're heading right now? Do you think that we're heading towards potential crash in the future, or do you think we're going to just cap out and then just keep riding like a flat line, or are we going to keep going?
The answer is, frankly, I don't know, but I can always take my most educated guess. We are in a very different, when you say the market, I'm assuming you mean the real estate market, the stock market.
Well, I guess both really, but yeah, mostly real estate. But yeah, I'm curious what your thoughts are on both.
Okay. Yeah, I do a lot of investments in the stock market as well. So briefly, in the stock market, I don't expect an immediate crash. We definitely are going to see things, you cannot keep hitting a new record high every day. But if you notice, it's stabilized. Even though we are hitting a lot of record highs, it's not big record highs. I mean, they're incremental records. So there is so much easy money out there, and that's not only helping the stock market, but it also is definitely helping real estate. The fiscal response, the monetary response, the extra unemployment paychecks has really propped up both the stock market and the real estate market. But the thing about the real estate market I want to point out, Mike, is that it's very different from the last crash. There was this no income, no verification loans. That's not what's happening. It's
the predatory lending practices happening back then.
Exactly. So here it's much more harder to get a loan. And yes, prices have been going up, but then incomes have been going up too. And so I would expect both the stock market and real estate market to stabilize, but I don't expect a crash. But if you build a diversified portfolio, the thing about real estate is, as long as you're taking the long view, 5, 10, 15 years, you cannot go wrong. Honestly, I guess I have to give the legal disclaimer. But if you look at any 5, 10 or 15 year period, if you hold a piece of real estate long enough, it's very unlikely you will go wrong. You'll go through all the boom bust cycles. You just have to ride it through.
That's why it's very important, no matter what type of asset classes you're investing in real estate, or I guess the sub asset classes that you're investing in real estate, unless you're doing flips, it's always great to hold, right? Buy and hold. That's why you see like a lot of these syndications that happen, they mostly have a period of 5 to 7 years before they turn around and sell the assets. That's one of the things that's important, is that it's not just one of those get in, get out, quick type deals, like you're investing in like a specific cryptocurrency that is hitting the market, and it's hitting the market hot because you got people pumping it, right? This is definitely, real estate's not one of those things where it's like get rich quick, but it's about building your wealth over time.
Exactly.
And that's one of the big things. Like if you're trying to get into real estate to say, hey, today my net worth is $50,000. Tomorrow I want my net worth in a year to be $1 million. Real estate's not the way to go to get there, right? Now, if you're trying to build your net worth to $1 million over like a 5 to 10 year period, that's more realistic when you're looking at the real estate game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you really have to take the long-term view in real estate and not...
Absolutely.
It's not the crypto of investing.
Yep. Okay, right on. Now, you yourself personally, you said invest in many other different asset classes, right? So it's not just real estate for you. You're investing in stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, commodities, options, and even angel investing. So you're also investing in other businesses. How does that work for you right now? Like when you're running or as the VP of Avestor, like how is that when you go and invest into other companies? What type of things are you looking at before you put your own money into another business?
Let's take a brief moment to hear from our show sponsors.
What's going on, everybody? So today I want to talk to you about the podcast editing service that we use for the Average Joe Finances podcast. That is editpods.com. And what I really like about them is it's a subscription-based service, so the prices are fantastic. And not only do they do the podcast episodes for us, but they also make us videos, audiograms, social media caption videos. They do our show notes, thumbnails. It's just fantastic products. Go check them out at editpods.com.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Mike Cav from Average Joe Finances. Just want to talk to you today about Prep Agent. If you're interested in learning how to become a real estate agent and being able to pass the test on your first try, check out Prep Agent. Check out the link below in the show notes or in the video description.
Let's get back to today's episode.
You're listening to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Whether it's single or multifamily real estate, the stock market, or side hustles, we discuss it all. Strap in and enjoy the ride.
So just to be clear, all these other investments are not through Avestor, of course. These are my personal investments.
Right.
And it's what the things you look for. First of all, let me briefly talk about my investment strategy. It's a barbell approach. You have very speculative investments, which can double, triple, quadruple maybe. And then you have very safe investments, earning probably, unfortunately, less than 0.3% annually. But that's okay. That's what helps you sleep at night. So I have a broad range. And I know I'm repeating myself, but it's what your grandmother told you. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversification is key across asset classes and within an asset class. To answer your question, I do a variety of angel investments. It's the usual things which one looks for in a company. Strong management team, a big market, maybe some IP protection, and yeah, strong record of execution. Those are the things I invest in. I usually do early stage angel investments. So they're pretty speculative. Many of them go bust, but that's okay. The ones which do well make up for it.
And that's why I was asking the question. What is it that, what are some of the things that you're looking for? And of course, I'm talking about you personally, because I'm trying to understand more of your background and how you are as an investor. What are some of the things you're looking for in these different companies before you go in there? So like you said, you're investing in companies that are, it's more speculative, and some of them just, they go bust. But the ones that do succeed, that I guess the numbers are well enough that it puts you at a point where you're making a profit still.
Yeah, that's the venture capital game, right? I actually wanted to go back to Avestor for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely.
You know what? I want to tell you about something, because I know that, I know while you have a lot of passive investors in the show, mm-hmm. I do believe you also have some potential syndicators and sponsors who may listen to your show. So what we have done is we have got fantastic response from our investors. We are trying to redefine how funds work in the industry, giving this new concept of a customizable fund, which is very different from a blind pool fund where you're investing in all the deals. And given the response which we had from our investors, we also had a number of sponsors come to us and say, hey, can I do a customizable fund on your platform? You are giving a value proposition to your investors. I want to do that with my branding and with my own investors. And so we pivoted Avestor a little bit. We do have our own funds, passive investors, but we are also a SaaS platform, which allows you to be the world's first customizable fund platform. I don't think I'm exaggerating too much if I say that. We have not found any other platform which does what we do. So we offer the platform as a service to other investors, to other sponsors and syndicators and real estate entrepreneurs to create their own customizable fund. And the key point I want to mention is it's not just a platform, but we offer the full one-stop shopping. We help you create the legal entities. We help you set up the fund. People, it's a hard job to set up a fund. We take care of all the infrastructure and we help you manage the logistics and everything else. So I just wanted to be aware. I just wanted the audience to be aware about the SaaS model of Avestor as well.
Yes, that's fantastic. I love that because I talked to you about this a little bit before we started recording. I was literally just talking about this with somebody else who I just interviewed about just based off the network that I have right now. And I get a lot of deal flow that hits my inbox. I get a lot of GPs reaching out to me. So he was like, hey, why don't you start a fund to fund? And I'm like, I don't know about all that. So it became a very interesting conversation. I said, it's really funny because I'm about to interview somebody who does this. And I was like, that's really cool.
Yes, isn't it?
This is almost like I'm asking you questions because I'm picking your brain because it's selfish for me, for one. But for two, this is a great way to get the information out there for anybody else that might be interested in something like this or doing it on their own, like if you want to be your own sponsor for a fund. So I think that's really neat. And that's why I really appreciate you taking the time to sit here and have this conversation with me right now.
Of course, my pleasure.
And especially with what you guys are doing with Avestor, that's huge. It's not only providing opportunity for folks that want to be more just LP and hands-off, but you also have an option that for folks that want to be a little more hands-on and start, you know, bringing more of their network into the fold and getting them involved in these different sub-asset classes in these syndications or different deals that Avestor brings in together, which I think is really cool.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I think this is really a great platform for somebody, not only experienced syndicators, but people who are starting out.
Yeah.
Because one of the cool things about the platform is you don't have to put only deals where you're being a GP. You can even put deals where you're an LP. So if you're a beginning syndicator, if you want to, you're just building your investor network. A lot of people might say they're going to invest with you, but until you get the check, you don't know if they're going to invest with you, right? Here, you can have high quality deals instead of relying just on GP deals. You can have LP deals, which you can slice and allocate to investors. So that's our part of what we offer to sponsors.
That's really cool. And I'm probably going to want to talk to you a little bit more after we turn the recording off and just pick
Absolutely.
Your brain a little bit more.
Okay.
But this is definitely something that could be a potential opportunity for anybody who's, especially if you're like one of those, I guess, network builders and you're really good at talking with other people and you just have a close group. Again, though, like you said, until the check gets cut, people could say they'll invest with you all day. The proof of concept is when you actually go live and you do it, see who's actually taking the action with you on this journey. So you definitely want to make sure that whatever you're doing it with confidence. And if you're doing it if it's something you're just getting started out on, Avestor might be like probably one of the great platforms for you to start with, especially because if you're just getting started, you're at least starting with something that's reputable, that already has a great like reputation in the industry.
Thank you. Yeah, I fully agree.
I figured you would. I'm not saying that I am not like a sponsor or anything like that for Avestor. I just thought that this was a really neat concept. And when I talked to Badger about coming on the podcast, like I knew this was just something that was super cool and just something that creates opportunity for those of you listening out there, especially if you got yourself to a point now where you're looking to invest into something different and you want to stay really diversified. This is just a great way to do it because there's a lot of people that listen to the show that they're LPs or they started off as GPs and maybe they might have trouble finding funding. Like this is just another great opportunity or another tool to add to your toolbox. We have especially as real estate investors, we all have tools that we add to our toolbox. This is just another one of those tools for somebody to utilize possibly in the future. So like for me, like I've always been like a small time guy. Like I've invested in single family homes, like small multifamily, like a duplex and things like that. But I just got in as an LP in my first syndication, which was really exciting for me. Thank you. Actually, by the time this episode airs, it'll be fully subscribed and be all official right now. It's should be by the end of this month, everything's done. So that's why I'm okay talking about it right now, because this won't even be out there yet. But yeah, so something like that for me, it was just a really good experience. And it was with some GPs that I've known for a while and I've been working with for a while. I see what they've done. They built like this trust with me. We have a really good rapport. So I was very comfortable subscribing to that particular deal that they were going in on, because they do very good due diligence. And I think that's super important. As we're talking about this, you hear what Badgery is talking about. It sounds like Avestor does a lot of due diligence themselves, because they're very conservative with some of the, with their picks. That's one of the things that's super important. And I don't mean to go off on a tangent here, but I know a lot of people that are listening are probably like, hey, how safe is this? How safe is investing into something that I'm not too sure about? I'm pretty sure if you do your own research and your own due diligence, you'll find that a lot of these syndication deals you can get into, or even something like Avestor, is something that, as long as you see that they are one of those groups that underpromise and overdeliver, that you could be really confident in what you're getting yourself into.
Indeed. I think you absolutely have to be careful. There's a lot of deals out there. What we try to do, Mike, is reduce the amount of choice, right? You go to a supermarket, if you see 100 cereal, I'm sure you have your favorite cereal. Maybe cereal is not the best example, but anything which has too many choices makes the entire process of the shopping process a lot more difficult. So what we try to do is we screen all of these and give you a limited set of choices, but you still are able to customize it to your liking, right? For example, we look at your liquidity needs. So you may say, I know you're far too young for this, but I have a kid going to college in a few years or something like that. Then we say, okay, let's structure the portfolio to meet your needs there. So that's a value proposition of customizing it for your needs.
Well,
so.
I appreciate that, but I do have a kid going to college in a few years. Not quite. My oldest is 12. So for me, a few years, you know, that 6 years from now, we're getting close, especially because I plan everything out in 5-year increments. So the way I'm looking at it is like, 5 years from now, she's gonna be 17. So like we're there. So yeah, so it's one of those things that you just got to prepare for, right? Life's always going to throw challenges at you. It's always going to throw curveballs. Like for example, I had some unexpected expenses that came up with something, and I had to do some major repairs in my primary residence. I had to replace every single AC system in here, all the splits, all the condensers, and it was very costly. So things like that are stuff you want to be prepared for, because you never know. Thank goodness I was able to build myself to a point to where I had that. Now, it pushed things back for me a bit. Like I didn't get into the syndication I wanted to get into at the time I wanted to get into it, but it happened at the right time, because yeah, I do believe everything happens for a reason. So being able to finally get into it, when I've been talking about I want to do one since like November of last year, to finally just now getting into it, everything, like I said, everything happens for a reason. But the fact is that I was able to maintain that discipline to get the other things done first that I needed to get done. And I think that's one of the things that's really important, that people stay disciplined. You stay focused on what your goals are going to be. So if this is something you want to do in the future, like you want to be more of a passive investor and be like a limited partner, whether it's through just a regular syndication or it's through a investor, as long as you're disciplined and you keep your eyes on the prize and you set the goals, you can most certainly get there.
Absolutely. I think so. Discipline, and I would add the word diversification again to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm like repeating you here, because I say absolutely all the time too, because that is something that is, diversification is huge, no matter what class you're in, no matter what asset class you're in. And again, like you said too, it's important to be not just in real estate, like you should invest in different asset classes. But then again, on top of that, on the inside of that, are those sub asset classes that you mentioned, even if you're in the stock market, you want to be well diversified. So huge. Those are the key words here. All right, guys. Mindset, diversification, have a plan. Those are huge. Okay. So if somebody, because you had mentioned like newer investors too. So if somebody was a newer investor and they said, hey, Badgery, I really like what you got here with the investor. I just paid off all my debt. I've got $50,000 saved up right now that I'm ready to invest in something. I've been looking at syndications, but I really like your model. What would you recommend that I do?
I would definitely ask them to take a look at our website. I know you're probably going to give all that information at the end of your podcast, but let me go ahead and briefly give that. It's avestorinc.com. And please send me an email. My email is Badri, Badri, @avestor, avestorinc.com. And what I would encourage you to do is before you feel free to give us a call and I'm happy to talk to you. But think about what your goals are. Are you trying to, is this 50,000, is this for long-term capital gains? Or are you dependent on some short-term income from that? And think through that, come to us, we'll build a custom portfolio. We'll take into account which state you live in. You probably have enough exposure to that state because you may own a house there. We take into account your risk tolerance. So if you are a little less risk tolerant, we may put you in a value-add property where you're getting cash flow from day one, which a value-add property, as you may know, is where you take an existing apartment and you're renovating it and hoping to get increased rents as opposed to new construction. So we'll take into account all of that and build a custom portfolio for you. And we can, as I indicated, you can do both syndication deals and debt deals. So reach out to me, badri@avastering.com.
That was actually going to be the next thing I wanted to talk about too. It's probably the most important thing is where people could find you. That's great. So that's your website, your email. Is there any social media platforms that you guys are on too that people can find you?
Yeah, we are on LinkedIn and Facebook, and you can find us there too. But really, our website has a lot of information, including a demo of our platform. Mm-hmm. We have spent, let me mention one last thing. We have built this technology platform. It took us multiple years. And just building the technology and legal infrastructures took multiple years and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the beauty of this is, even if you invest in 20 deals, you get a single K-1. I never did mention that. So we have simplified the tax process. We have simplified the selection process. So just go to our website. There are a lot of demos. There are a lot of blog articles. If you don't know what a syndication deal is, we explain what all that is about. And there's a contact webpage. And there is also a very nice presentation, which has been received very well across the country, which talks about how do you build a diversified real estate portfolio, not just using Avister. It's a purely educational presentation from multiple sources. There are so many sources which technology have enabled. So you might think, oh, with 25 or 50,000, I can't build a portfolio. I probably will maybe buy a single house, but absolutely with today's technology, you can.
That's fantastic. And I appreciate that because I was playing around on the website last night, just looking at different things and the blog articles and everything that you have up there. Really great, like I had mentioned earlier, like tool to add to your toolbox. I would definitely recommend checking out the website, especially to check out just that presentation. It's not even like trying to get you even to look at Avester, but it's just a good educational piece for those of you that are looking to understand it a little bit better, especially for those of you listening that aren't really sure what a syndication is or if it's even something that you would want to do yourself. So this is just a good way to better educate yourself, which is something we talk about on this channel a lot, is the importance of educating yourself before you just go dive into something. And that's what we're all about. Badri, this has been highly informative, absolutely awesome. What you guys are doing is amazing. And I'm really looking forward to talking with you more because this is just really cool stuff.
Hey, thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity and thank you for your service again.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. And it's been a blast having you on the show. Thanks again.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you for making it to the end of this episode. Greatly appreciate you being here with me today on the Average Joe Finances podcast. If you haven't done so yet, make this the episode that you go leave us a 5-star rating or subscribe to our YouTube channel. The Average Joe Finances podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Have an outstanding day.
Thanks for listening to the Average Joe Finances podcast, your source for beating debt, saving money, and investing. Learn more at averagejoefinances.com.